It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. A few words about some tax cutting schemes are in order today. A friend of mine hated paying income taxes, and he thought the IRS was criminal. So he wanted to avoid paying taxes, so he signed up to become a minister in a religion. Or maybe the deal let him set up his own church. I can't remember. But at any rate, he then claimed a religious exemption. Well, the IRS took him to court and won. And his good name and his crime got splashed across the front page of the paper. This, of course, embarrassed his family. And he had to pay a huge fine that set back his retirement for a couple of years. Now, he's lucky he did not go to jail. All of this was because he signed up for a scheme that would help him avoid paying taxes. Now, you may come across such schemes, and they sound legitimate. They tell you that the income tax is unconstitutional. They tell you that you can be considered self-employed when you clearly are not. They tell you the IRS is not a government agency, and so U.S. citizens have no obligation to file annual tax returns. Hey, you can keep your head in the clouds if you wish, but I'm here to tell you that schemes like this are great routes to poverty. You'll pay big fees, big penalties, and you may even lose your liberty. More after this, we pause. If you'd like a good analysis of all of your stocks and bonds, mutual funds, call 1-866-225-4334. Get Tom's questionnaire or do it online, the questionnaire, at the website tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. Martha Stewart's way: to keep potatoes from budding, place an apple in the bag with the potatoes.
The real woman's way: buy Hungry Jack mashed potatoes. You can keep that stuff in the pantry for a whole year, maybe two.
This is Tom, S. N. Morgan.